Hi, everybody. Matt Lodi here with NEO Sports Insiders, and we're joined on Monsters Insiders by our good friend, the play-by-play voice of the Lake Erie Monsters, none other than Tony Brown, who's getting ready for yet another trip to Des Moines. Tony, how are you, my friend?
Really great. Thanks for having me, as always, Matt. Yeah, excited to take these two wins at home here and translate that, hopefully, into some more success on the road.
How odd is it, Tony? You guys played in Iowa just a few weeks ago, November 7th and 8th, and got two wins over the Iowa Wild, one on a shootout, the other in a regulation game, 3-2, and now you're getting back to Iowa 2 weeks later. That's kind of a bit of a scheduling quirk, and you have a quick turnaround. You play the Friday night game against the Wild at Wells Fargo Arena at 7, and then a 12:30 game on Saturday. Any idea why the scheduling quirk? It just seems a little weird when you look at it.
Yeah, certainly. This is definitely, in terms of the season series, been pretty front-loaded with the Monsters in the Wild this year. But, you know, maybe it's good news for Lake Erie. I mean, we played well against Iowa head-to-head this season. The Monsters are 3-0-0-1 against the Wild this year and 2-0 in that building, Wells Fargo Arena. So, hey, if that trend continues, I don't think this team's going to complain one bit.
Right now, the Iowa Wild at 3-11-1-2, 9 points. The Monsters at 8-3-0-2 for 18 points. Good weekend, Tony, for the Monsters over at home. They beat Grand Rapids on a shootout. Our old boy Kirby Reichel with another big night on Friday night, 3-2. And then on Saturday, kind of a dominant win, 5-1. What's your take from the two games over the weekend with Grand Rapids? Another team that's off to kind of a slow start at 2-8-0-1 with 5 points. But again, two big wins for the Monsters.
Oh, for sure, and I think at this time of year, just those wins and those 2 points in each of those games are the most important thing to take away. But, you know, coming off that big week-long road trip with Monsters where they went 2-2, I think it was really important to win that first game last weekend on Friday, and the Monsters found a way to do it in a shootout, but certainly found a way to win. And you mentioned Kirby Reichel, big night for him, and what's his reward for a game winner in the shootout but to get called right back up to Columbus where he had another good night last night, had an assist in their third consecutive win for the Blue Jackets. So an exciting time for him. Yeah, the Monsters, you know, had to find a way to win that game on Friday. On Saturday, it came a little bit easier. This has been a team that puts tons of pucks on net this year, the Monsters, that is, a team that creates a lot of scoring opportunities, but not a team that's put a ton of goals, you know, up on the board this season. So to break out a bit for that offense and to have a guy like Josh Anderson score a couple of goals and, you know, build some confidence in a 5-1 win, I think was big. And, you know, Grand Rapids, you're right, is off to a tough start this year. But, you know, it's those teams that you have to take advantage of. Those teams are often at this time of the season the most desperate teams, the most hungry teams that play with the most urgency. And so if you can beat those guys when they're at their most determined, I think it's a good sign.
Let's talk, Tony, a little bit about today's moves. The Monsters did kind of lose, at least for a while. Josh Anderson recalled this morning, the right winger is going up to Columbus. It's the first time this season. And Anderson, as you mentioned, has had a pretty good season, looking pretty good right now. And, of course, the Monsters do get in return Seth Ambrose, recalled to Lake Erie from the ECHL's Cincinnati Cyclones. Anderson's been real good. How big of a loss, along with Reichel, of course, is that going to be for this team?
You know what? It's sort of a double-edged sword. Every time this happens, you're very, very excited for the player. These guys work so hard at this level to earn those opportunities at the next level, and their success in the AHL is the reason they're going up. So you certainly can't be, you know, too disheartened when you lose a player. But it is tough to lose production in the lineup. And Anderson was a guy that was injured in training camp with Columbus, assigned to the Monsters once he got healthy. And, you know, a bigger guy, a right-handed shot who really helps balance out what at the start of the year was a left-shot-heavy forward group for the Monsters. And he's come in, he's played on the power plays, played in all situations, played on the penalty kill, too, and made a real impact. And finally, you know, for a guy that I think our coaching staff is looking to take a step in terms of production and his offensive game this year, for him to round into form a little bit, it's good to see him get rewarded with the call up to Columbus. But, you know, this sort of thing's going to happen throughout the year, and I think the Monsters, you know, certainly were able to put together some really determined and strong efforts in the early part of the season before Josh was on board. So I think they'll have no problem sort of having that next guy up mentality. And for a guy like Seth Ambrose, who was with the Monsters in training camp and then got sent down to ECHL, he's got to be extremely excited and extremely motivated to get back up to the American Hockey League. So good player coming in and Josh going up, and who knows, over the next day or so, there might be a couple of more pieces of movement there. So, you know, you just sort of have to accept it at this level of hockey, and for our coaches and for our players, it's a way of life. So certainly there will be more than a couple eager players to step into the void for guys like Anderson to get an opportunity at the next level.
Again, we're talking with our good friend Tony Brown here, Monsters Insiders on NEO Sports Insiders. Again, Josh Anderson getting recalled by the Blue Jackets today. 8 games. He's got 3 goals and an assist for 4 points. Let's talk a little bit looking ahead. Of course, we did mention that you got a couple games this weekend in Iowa, Tony, against the Wild, the team that you played well against, and then a Sunday game at Rockford against the Ice Hogs. That is going to be a 4 o'clock central start in the Ice Hogs. One of those teams the Monsters looking up at, 9-3-1-1 in the standings. That should be a pretty good one.
Oh, it's going to be great. Start of the season series there, first crack against those guys. And I think it's a real big litmus test for the Monsters. You can beat teams that you're supposed to beat, like Grand Rapids, like Iowa to a certain extent, teams that you've had success against this year. But Rockford is a team, like you mentioned, that's playing very well to start the season. And with Chicago only having one regulation loss this year, it's really a battle, at least for the time being, for second place in the Central Division between the Monsters and the Ice Hawks. So it's a veteran-laden team. It's a team that's sort of built from the net out. You look at the numbers, and they don't have a ton of things that pop off the page at you. But Michael Layton is, you know, fresh off his 200th career AHL win, a guy who's played in Stanley Cup finals at a certain point in his career. They are a well-constructed team, and, you know, they're a team that some Monsters players, including Alex Broadhurst, who was an Ice Hog last season, have a lot of familiarity with, and they know sort of how Rockford and their head coach Ted Dent do business. So I think it'll be an exciting test there to cap off 3-3 and really the most meaningful game of the weekend, you know, in terms of the standings and whatnot. So I'm excited to see what the Monsters can bring to the table in that one, and excited to cross another new building, at least in terms of this season, off the list.
And of course, the Monsters have played 6 home games, Tony, and it's really interesting. You look at this schedule, once they come back home here on Wednesday night, by the way, Wednesday night, the 25th, that's the night before Thanksgiving, Monsters have a college ID night, $6 tickets with a valid college ID, presented by WMMS. It's also one of the family plan nights against the Manitoba Moose. As I look at the schedule, 7 of the next 9 games at Quicken Loans Arena, 2 against the Moose. And by the way, if you're looking for something to do on Black Friday night, go see the Monsters. They will play the Moose again at 7 p.m. on Friday the 27th. That is going to be one of the great 1-2-3 nights. I was there Friday night for that. Fans can enjoy $1 sodas, $2 hot dogs, and $3 beers presented by Pepsi and Sugardale. And then after that, you go to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, but then 2 against the Wild, and then a little bit down the road, 2 against the Wolves and 1 against Grand Rapids. So this is a very good schedule to get, I should say, get a little big on in terms of wins, because you got 7 of 9 at home after this weekend.
Oh, for sure, Matt. That's a great point. I think that, you know, these games this weekend are a big opportunity, knowing that the homestand is looming here. If you can get out and execute against an Iowa team that's lost 6 straight at home, that's winless in their last 7 games, you can, you know, take 1, maybe 2 games from them, see what happens in Rockford, and then come home knowing you have the cushion of all these home games coming up. I think that's going to be, you know, a big confidence-building thing for this hockey team. You look at a season in stages, and now, you know, a dozen or so games into the year, I think the Monsters can say their start to the season is sort of behind them now, and now it's about charging into the middle stretch, and so a big opportunity on the road. And then when you come home, Manitoba, a team that's sort of at the bottom of the Central Division standings right now, is really struggling to start the season. They're playing much better hockey. They have some of the best goaltending in the league, and that'll be a tough test at home, too. So there are no easy games in this league, that's for sure, and the Monsters are going to have to get on the road this weekend and execute, but you're right, home cooking heading forward here is something that I think this team is really looking forward to around Thanksgiving.
Again, our good friend Tony Brown, the play-by-play voice of the Lake Erie Monsters. Again, the Monsters getting ready for a little bit of a road swing. You can hear the game this weekend on the radio, Monsters Radio Network, and then they'll be back at home on Wednesday night. Get tickets now for that big game against Manitoba. Also, Black Friday night, and celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday weekend with the Monsters at Quicken Loans Arena. Tony, have a wonderful holiday. If we don't talk to you, enjoy the road trip to Iowa as well as Rockford, and we'll see you back here next week.
Same to you, Matt. Appreciate it as always. Thanks for having me.